This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
It's pretty good. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at this morning?
Good Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today because it's Pizza Thursday.
Yeah, Pizza Thursday.
Also going to get some grocery shopping done after work. Love you guys so much. Have a great day.
Just remember, Nico and Steve, nobody El Pizza's the Hut.
I think there is a Pizza Hut in... Oh, no, there is a Pizza Hut in Brockport. We went there.
Yeah, we did.
And they live quasi close to Brockport, so... Head on over.
Oh, so Breezy and I yesterday, for the first time, had Peels on Wheels.
First and last, unfortunately.
I thought it was incredible. Has anyone heard of this place?
Literally everybody in the city.
I didn't know anything about it.
It's like a staple in the city.
I didn't even know anything about it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It sucks when you find out about something and then it closes. So.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So tough. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are pretty good today. My daughter's crown came in yesterday for her kinsin. Excited for the kinsin.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about her mouth.
No, her kinsay. Party planning is so much fun. I hope you guys have a great day as well. Thank you, Amy. You
too.
As well. Nora's here. I'm in my good vibes because it's payday.
Oh, that's what's up, Nora.
Why do people...
They're all over the place.
Paid random. Like, they're like, I get paid on Monday. Like, what? What do you mean you get paid on Monday?
It's payday. It's Sunday morning.
What?
Okay.
I love that for you, though.
We love a good paycheck. Listen, I thought moving back from California, I was going to save money. It's like the taxes are the same. What happened? Where is my paycheck? Oh, the government took it. That's right.
Yes. It always blows my mind that there's states with no income tax. It's insane.
Oregon.
Florida.
Do you say Oregon or Oregon? What do you say? I hear people say it differently.
I say Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
I heard Oregon. Someone was like, yeah, me and my wife took a trip to Oregon. What? On the Oregon like Trail?
I feel like it's tomato, tomato, but if you say it tomato, you're wrong. So.
Yeah. I'll tell you, anyone there, especially Portland, man, do they hate people from California.
Really?
God forbid you show them your driver's license. They hate it because they think everybody's trying to come there and move, and they don't like outsiders.
They're like, keep Portland weird.
I was like,
Don't worry, it's
if
weird.
If you've seen the show Portlandia, I'm telling you, it's that. That's what that place is.
Keep Portland weird. I heard it's like quasi-dangerous, too.
I mean, where I was taking a trip from Seattle, because I was in Seattle for 3 weeks selling skincare. And
right.
I was like, you know, I really like Portland, super artsy, a lot of hippies. But I was like, they made you feel bad for coming into their bar to have a drink. I'm like,
I think that's where our trip is going to be this year. I think we're going to do Seattle and then drive down to Portland.
Who's we?
My girlfriend and I.
I thought you planned a trip for the two of us.
No, I'm so sorry. You're going to Italy, remember? Plan that trip. Plan that trip.
Yeah, I did have that conversation with my parents this weekend.
Yeah, we should probably stop talking about it and just pull trig.
All right, well, there's a couple of things going on, but yeah, looks like it's probably going to happen. Just not in April.
As it should. When are you going to go?
Well, they're looking at possibly August. This is the best time. Because that way my family will actually be there when we get there. All right.
Good morning. Vibes are up because I booked mine and my daughter's trip to Texas so she can finally meet her family for the first time. She's 6.
Oh, that's awesome.
And has never gotten to hug her dad's side of the family. So,
first time on a plane?
Love it. I don't know. Probably. Hopefully.
Well,
safe. Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, brother.
Everything's so big.
More dangerous.
Well, welcome to the big state.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Vibes are up this morning. Tomorrow is Friday. It's not payday for us, is it? Ah, damn, it's not payday. This biweekly thing has to go in the trash. I'm sorry. But otherwise, leaving for Florida next weekend, I'm definitely looking forward to that. A lot of us are skipping town. And got a guest bartending event tomorrow night for the Bachelors for the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. That's going
to
be in Fairport.
They asked you to bartend?
No, I'm going to show support.
I was
just like
wait,
last weekend.
What?
No, I won't be guest bartending this time around. But if they need me behind the bar, God knows I make quite the beer.
He's like, you need a Diet Coke? I can get that for you.
Get that. Your vibes are up, Breeze?
Vibes are sky high. Absolutely sky high.
Well, not for these people in Seneca Falls. There was a decision that has sparked outrage among the community. And I'll tell you why after Seneca Falls got a local operating permit to expand this one thing in people's backyards, and people are losing it, and for very good reason. We'll talk about that coming up for the big story of the day. 45 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings. Thanks for the good vibes.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. The Seneca Falls Town Board voted Tuesday night in favor of granting a local operation permit for the expansion of the Seneca Meadows landfill. And this is New York State's biggest landfill. Thing is massive. That decision has just sparked outrage among community members. I'm sure maybe you know why, but one resident of Seneca Falls expressed her frustration, saying, like many community members, we're just disgusted and upset, to say the least. And you can't blame them. Anyone for really being pissed over this. Everyone pretty much seems to have the same concern.
Right.
The landfill's expansion raises a lot of health and environmental concerns. Even me, I used to have a landfill right in my backyard. It was not pretty, and it smelled awful. You ever been to Hollywood?
Oh. Yikes.
Not to mention, this entire area of where this landfill is has the highest rate of lung cancer in New York State.
Also, that just like plummets your home value. Like if you bought a home and then there's a landfill right near it, now it's just gone down astronomically for the resale value.
Originally,
no one wants to live next to it.
I don't know. I'm not really 100% sure the distance between the homes and where the landfill actually is. But originally, this was set to close this year. The landfill's management company requested an extension to operate until 2040 and then expand the facility. While most neighbors oppose the landfill, there's a few that support it, questioning its link to cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
One resident cited personal habits as potential causes, asking the question, well, was it the 45 years I smoked cigarettes, the 40 years I drank scotch, or is it the smelly landfill? All very legitimate questions.
Ugh, yikes. Gross. Ugh.
The next town board meeting is set for April 1st on that. And you
cross your fingers and toes.
You bet there's a lot of people that are going to be showing up for that. Coming up on the show, we got a message from Becky who's asking the question, should parents really be responsible for paying for college? Not in Becky's eyes.
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance that your parents are going to pay for your college, whether they can afford it, whether they want to, whether they trust that you're going to actually do well in college and thrive.
Mm-hmm. Becky's saying,
not everyone does.
We have plenty of money to pay for our kids' colleges, but I don't think we should. They're going to learn today. We'll get to Becky's message. Hear what you guys have to say about it coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Let's get into it. Should parents be responsible for paying for college? Not in Becky's eyes. And I thought this was interesting. You know, with seniors graduating this year, heading off to college, maybe there is a handful of parents who agree with Becky and her take on this. Here's the message. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Can you help me get to the bottom of this? Should parents have to pay for college? Because I got into it with some of my friends the other night after a few glasses of wine.
Classic. Classic Becky.
Our kids are all in high school, and I have a freshman and a junior who attend Penfield School District. I just don't think that we should have to pay for college. If my kids want to go bad enough, then they'll have to work it out. They don't have a problem with it, but my friends think I'm selfish and awful. And the truth is that yes, we could afford it, but that would mean no family vacations, no retirement security for us. My husband and I both worked hard and have made our own way. I expect the same from my kids. My friends can't get over it. They all have college money put away and are paying for all of it. What are your thoughts? I would love to hear from your listeners and other parents. Thank you. Love the show. All right. Thanks for the message, Becky. I can't really, I went to community college and my father, both my parents were a huge help when it came to that, which is obviously a lot less expensive than if I went to a university, which I had no interest in doing. But still, I mean, you're still paying $1,000 for a book, even at a community college.
Yeah. And like you're lucky enough that your dad put the kibosh to you living in the dorms, because
it would have been triple. I said, Dad, please let me live in the dorms. You're 15 minutes from home. Bring your ass back here after class.
No, you're not doing that.
But I want the college experience. I was looking up if MCC had fraternities.
Also hilarious that you think you'd get the college experience at MCC dorm rooms. Hilarious. You're like in the a plaza somewhere. Yeah,
but what about the people that moved out of state to go to MCC?
What do you mean moved out of state? Came in from out of state, you mean?
Moved from their hometown to come to MCC. Did anyone do that? Do you think people did that?
I think the only people that like really do that are people from Long Island. Like, or like downstate. Maybe the city of Long Island area. They're so.
Well, would anybody move out of their home state to go to a community college?
Yeah.
They do, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, like, I saw it at my community college, and I saw it at my community college, and I saw it at my university. Literally, I'm like, how big is that island? They're all like, I'm from Long Island. I'm like, okay. I'm from New York. I'm like, okay, great. How big is that island? How big is that city? Because they're not just at one college. They're at all of the SUNY schools, right? Because they're in New York, so they obviously are going to get a discount on a SUNY school.
I was tempted to go to FLCC, for the college experience. 585-252-9000.
Yeah, Canandaigua was a raging college town for sure. Raging.
I do miss those days.
Also, not to throw shade on their name, but the college experience at Flick with the dorms.
Yeah.
They're like rundown motels. It's like really bad over there. It's really probably the worst part of the town.
Welcome to college. Isn't this a Motel 6? Welcome to college.
Why am I in a lodge?
Let's go over to some of you guys. I want to hear from our listeners on this right now. There's a few of you guys weighing in. Let's go to Cynthia this morning that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Unpopular opinion here, but a part of me agrees with this woman. I want my kids to have an understanding of what it feels like to work for what you want in life. I will absolutely help them if I feel they are putting in an effort to help themselves. If it teaches them nothing, though, if you just give them thousands of dollars for college. Here's the other thought. First of all, Cynthia, thank you. You make a great point. But what 18, 19-year-old has any money to go to college?
Well, they don't. I mean, they take out loans.
Sure, I get that. But aren't you really just, if you have the ability to help them, wouldn't it be more comforting to you as a parent to know they're not going to be just in piles of debt after they graduate if you can help them out just a little bit?
For sure. I kick myself every single day because...
Yeah, well, you didn't apply yourself.
My parents did help me with college.
Until they didn't.
Until they didn't. Until I shot myself in the foot.
Because you wanted to party.
I went to community college at OCC out in Syracuse. My first semester there, flunked out, got a 1 GPA. I failed every class but public speaking. I absolutely soared and got an A, as we know.
A 1 GPA, that's wild.
And then my parents were like, yeah, you're done. So go to Miss Sally Mae, take out your loan.
That's what's up. That's good parents right there.
And now I pay $400 a month student loans for like one semester of college. One semester of community college.
Yeah.
So I had to take out a loan for like 20 Gs, 25. Yeah. Oh. It's insane. And then they eventually started paying again once I was soaring with my grades, but it's really tough.
What's up, Andrew? Hey, guys, I'm not rich, upper middle class. I have 4 kids. I will pay for all of their colleges. I never went to college and barely graduated high school. My family didn't have a lot of money. I can't imagine my kids owing all that money if I can help it. Why would you want your children to start out as adults with huge amounts of
debt? Already in the hole.
I built my wealth for my kids.
Already in the hole. This person says, my parents were very supportive about college, but also let us know we were going to figure out what loans were real quick.
Yeah.
This person says, Lucy from Rochester, I think they should, because if you have enough money, they may not. From experience, you're going to go in debt from college, and it's going to be extremely hard to pay back. And when you have lots of classes, all you're going to think about is getting a good job to pay those loans back. But what you don't realize is that you're going to have to pay those loans back and get an apartment and pay a car loan. And then by the time you're done with your paycheck, you have nothing left to show for it.
I have a lot of friends in their late 30s still paying those college loans. Almost 20 years later? Robert says, honestly, having a kid in this day and age and expecting them to go to college when you can't pay for it is evil. Your kids are going to be miles behind their peers. Let's go to this person. If you stop making comments on the fact that someone's parents are paying for their college, it is not someone else's fault that your own parents are not financially helping you. It just depends on the parents. I also worked my butt off and won't be paying for my kids' way either. That's for them to figure out. Well, if they could figure that out, sure. If you're just tuning in, Breezy and myself got a message from Becky, who's asking if parents should really be responsible for paying for college. She says both her husband and I, she and her husband both worked hard, made their own way. They expect the same from their kids.
And like, honestly, when it comes to the career that you're going in to,
yeah,
that makes all the difference. Huge. As well. So what do you think the average student loan debt is per person in the United States?
For a 4-year degree?
Yeah.
$225,000?
Well, for this, it's just like an average. It's like an average. It says
160?
It says 40.
No, that's not right.
$40,000.
$40,000 for 4 years of school?
But it depends on, it depends on the college you're going to.
I get
and
that.
It depends on what level of,
I mean, there's some colleges.
Education you're getting.
Yeah, some colleges are $40,000 a semester. By the way, we had this conversation a couple months ago. I don't remember how we got into it, but I was talking to a teacher who talked her student out of going to college. She wanted to be a physical therapist. She was going to pay over $100,000 for school, but start out making $42,000 a year.
Yeah.
And she basically told her, don't do it. You're making the wrong decision. That's what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
All right. Becky, thanks for the message this morning. This looks like it's kind of split down the middle.
Becky. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back. Peaks White Mornings with your two favorite people in the 585, Moose and Breezy Breeze.
I feel like we would make really great flight attendants.
Pilots.
No, flight attendants.
585.
I wouldn't trust you nor myself to drive a plane.
252-9800. What is something a pilot has said on a flight that made you incredibly uncomfortable? Breezy will start.
Listen, I feel like if anybody knows anything that's going on in the air these days, there's been a lot of sketchy things happening when it comes to flying, airlines, FAA, all the things. And I would argue that I feel like it's just getting reported on more now because it's making headlines and people are clicking and they're engaging with these articles and stories because it's the fear-mongering media. We all know it.
Including us.
Yeah, we're like, let's talk about it. But I recently was on a flight 2 weeks ago. You're going to go on a flight next week. And there was something that I picked up on while on this flight, already a little more on edge than I normally would be flying. And listen, I do believe that honesty is the best policy. And we love an honest king. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
But when we're in a floating metal tube in the sky, thousands and thousands and thousands of feet above sea level, not loving it, not loving the full honesty and the full transparency. When a pilot is too honest, I'm like, I don't want to know how the sausage is made, okay? I just want to get there.
You just want to eat it.
I just want to eat it. I want to get there. I want to just have a good time. I don't need to know the mechanics of what's happening in the air. So we're flying to Florida. It's a direct flight, quick, easy breezy, love it. And The pilot comes on, and every time they come over through the plane, PA, loudspeaker, whatever it is, I always take my AirPods out because I'm like, I want to know when we're getting there, right? So he comes on.
You can't hear a thing they're saying anyways.
I know. It's always like, it's always a big rigmarole. So he comes on and he's like, all right, everybody. Well, we're going to be descending here shortly. And there's some fog ahead. So there's some limited visibility. We might have to circle around if we can't find the tarmac. We do have extra gas and we should be fine.
Should be.
But we might need to tap into that extra gas. All right. Breaker.
Enjoy your flight. Thanks for flying.
What do you mean?
We might have to tap into that extra reserve tank. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Now,
like, not
did you
us
notice
running out of gas?
Anybody else
not
on the
you
flight
telling us that?
Anybody else panic on a flight?
Yeah.
When you're about to land, that's usually. Listen, I've taken. I'm not even exaggerating. I've taken a couple hundred flights in my day. I used to travel a lot for work, and I always say a prayer before takeoff and landing. I have to.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially now, like, when we're descending, I always am like, oh, well, we're here. And after seeing what we saw at the top of the year in Washington, I'm like, oh, we're not there until we're literally attached to the gate. We are not there.
You're not there until you're home.
Literally.
You better be in bed because it doesn't matter anymore if you're just sitting at on the tarmac.
Yeah.
The amount of planes that have almost hit somebody who is just stagnant on the I don't. You know what? I have to fly next week. I don't even really want to talk about this. But
sorry,
we're already invested.
Sorry, this is the reality of the situation.
What is the most horrifying thing you've experienced on a flight?
So I was out to dinner with my friend last night, and she was telling me about how she had just flown home. And Flying Spirit, which at this point, I haven't heard one bad AOTA about Spirit, so I'm ready to pop on board at any moment.
You know what? We've given them a lot of crap. We owe them an apology because there has been no accidents when it comes to Spirit Airlines. You correct me if I'm wrong on this.
Knocking on every wood in the studio, but I've never taken Spirit. I'm not above it. I've just never had the opportunity to because every time I like try to book it for Florida, they're like, so we're going to take you from Rochester to Vegas, then to LA, and then to Tampa. I'm like, I don't want to do that whole thing.
I flew Spirit from Florida to LAX. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. But she was telling me that she was on a Spirit flight and they were descending and they were coming in, and then the pilot just shot back up. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, he came on and was like, it's not safe to land. And one time, I was literally lucid coming home from Nashville. It was like a 6 a.m. flight. I was next to an entire bachelor party. It was wild. And I was sleeping on the plane, and I kept having dreams of that exact scenario of us trying to land and then going back up and trying to land and going back up, which was terrifying considering the fact that I was on a plane. So I thought it was actually real. But I'm like, I've never been in that situation. I never want to be in that situation. And I know they're doing it to protect and to save. But that is really spooky and scary.
I don't know if I ever shared this with you, but for 6 months, I had dreams. That was
you did, yeah.
Yeah.
We had the dream doctor on and
Land, it'd go up, the plane would land. It could never quite get off the ground.
And they're like, You're destined for more. Yeah.
That was like, you're holding yourself back from your dreams.
Right.
Am I? Let's get to some of your texts. Christy is weighing in and says, on a red eye flight to Denver, everyone was asleep. I can't sleep on planes. A few rows behind me, a girl started screaming, Mama, Mama. Flight attendants walked over, then ran back. Then ran over holding a defibrillator. Then walked the hysterical girl, looked to be about a teenager, to the front of the plane. Then walked back with blankets. When the plane landed, no one was allowed to move. A stretcher came on board, wheeled the blanket-covered body out. The sobbing girl followed behind.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Crazy. Mimi's here. She said the worst thing a pilot ever said was flight attendants prepare passengers for a hard landing. Apparently saying crash landing ahead freaks people out. Yeah, I wouldn't love that. I've never had a pilot. But here's the thing. I feel like pilots do not get the recognition or the accolades that they should. Like, whenever I'm getting off of a plane, I always say thank you to the flight attendants and the pilots. Like, without them, you would be dust in the sky.
They're pros. They're absolute pros. And every time I walk on a plane, I look left to look into the cockpit. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on
in there. 3 million buttons.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Worst flight of my life was last year when I listened to everyone around me that flying with an infant is no big deal. Well, my baby did a projectile poop all over the toilet wall while I was changing her nappy in the bathroom 20,000 feet up.
That is not the Mile High Club you want to be a part of.
Southwest Airlines. Low fares, nothing hide. That's transparency.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't know, guys. We love honesty. It is the best policy. But when a pilot comes on and they're like, things are looking a little hairy ahead, I'm like, I don't love that.
I don't think a pilot has ever come on. It's ever been recorded saying, attention passengers, this is your captain. We've done everything we think we could do up here. God bless.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
We got some new information rolling out about a story we've been following since, last year around this time it came out. Local business owner pleads guilty to fraud charges and is now facing new allegations.
Oh no, who are we talking about?
You know her, you love her, Catherine Mott. A prominent local business owner has pled guilty to federal financial institutional fraud and money laundering charges. Amat is now facing new legal troubles as well. A lawsuit alleges that she owes nearly $2 million in back rent at Divinity Estate and Chapel.
Kathy, what are we going to do with you?
The well-known wedding venue right here in Rochester. She previously made headlines last year around this time after she was accused in a suspected check-hiding scheme that totaled in nearly $19 million. She's due back for sentencing on May 1st for that case after the guilty plea,
yep,
according to the court paperwork. So that's $19 million plus the other $2 million. So right now we're looking at $21 million in the hole for Kathy.
I don't see Crescent Beach ever opening.
No.
I think that place is officially cursed since 2013.
Yeah. In addition to the wedding venue, she also owned Monroe's and Crescent Beach, which obviously didn't make it off the ground because that was the big thing. They were going to renovate and do all the things. I don't know how someone gets to this point. I don't know how you get $21 million in the hole, but there she is.
Well, it takes years. You don't do something like that overnight.
It's insane.
You're either going to commit or you're not. And God knows she's been a silly goose for quite some time now.
Also, I mean, I don't know. How does one let their rent lapse for $2 million? Like, I'm talking to the actual estate. Like, how do you not say, like, okay, you're done here. We're done here. Thank you so much.
In her defense, I think all of us are guilty having a couple of late rent payments in our day, right? We've been there, done that.
I can say I never have.
You were never late on rent once in your life.
Never. Oh, it's all auto pay. It all comes out from my...
Oh, no, that's crazy. I've been late a few times back in the past.
$20 million late?
Well...
No. No, I don't think so. These things happen. So she'll be back. We'll get back to this story on May 1st.
Okay, can't wait.
We figure out just how long she'll be going away for. But she is guilty.
We'll check back in with you guys.
Not just guilty,
2 months.
Not just guilty, but more charges are hitting the roof. So
coming up, we have a girl who agreed to come on the show with us and share why she is refusing to train with a male personal trainer here in Rochester after she noticed something that most people probably wouldn't pay attention to. In her mind, it's an absolute no. It's a red flag. She'll tell us what that one thing is coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98. 98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. If you went to a restaurant and you noticed the cook in the kitchen was extremely thin, would you refuse to eat there because that's a clear indication that the cook doesn't taste their own food? And that's really, that's the best example I can come up with for what it is we're about to discuss.
So stupid.
We have a woman on hold who's going to be joining us who posted this to her social media yesterday. She took a pretty unpopular stance on why she is refusing to work out with a pretty successful male trainer here in Rochester who mostly works and trains women.
Yes.
I'm dying to hear her take on this. Let us know what you guys think, too. 585-252-9800 if you want to comment. Hi, good morning. Are you still with us?
Hey, yeah, guys. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. First off, thanks for coming on the show. So the stage is yours. Why are you refusing to work out with this male trainer?
Okay, so I honestly hate that I decided to come on, but it's fine. Like, a little backstory with me is that, like, I'm really big into fitness, you guys. Like, I love working out. I'm a part of, like, the whole workout community up here in Rochester. And when it comes to, like, Burn and Spoke and, like, all the things.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine connected me with a personal trainer who, like, he mostly works with women. That's, like, his main focus and his whole thing. And I do know a few girls that he's trained, and they show, like, you know, like, decent progress. Like, I see some gains and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, I'm not very hesitant about working with him, but it's his wife that has me hold up. I don't even really know how to say this, but
his wife has you held up from pursuing to work out with him?
Yeah. Even though my friends are recommending him everything, his wife is fat. Okay. yeah.
Not you being subtle.
Oh my God. Okay.
First of all, that's an extremely rude thing to say, but go on.
Brenda.
Okay, then not a part of the workout community, if you will, if that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, before everyone attacks me, like, the reason I feel so strongly about this is because, like, if you're a personal trainer and, like, your wife, like, you work mainly with women, okay, and your wife is the complete opposite of, like, what you're trying to achieve for these women, I just, like, I feel like your wife should be, like, a billboard for, like, what you are, like, providing, you know? It's like, I just...
No.
So
yeah.
You feel like because his wife is overweight and he's a personal trainer, then that's basically a bad representation of his...
His wife isn't his client.
That's a bad representation of his business?
Yeah, I feel like it's a horrible indicator of, like, what your services are. It's, like, it's a terrible, like a business model. It's, like, I'm not trying to be mean, okay? Honestly, like... But
no, I know. I want you to just explain it.
Is she on the billboard? Like, go deeper. I don't understand. How did you end up seeing a picture of his wife?
Instagram, like, you know, they offered me this guy and they have, like, all his results and stuff, and he has, like, some, like, photos of him and his wife and everything, and it's just like, I thought there's, like, a client that was gonna have progress, and it's just...
But were the photos of his wife like, hey, look at my client, look at me and my client, or was it like, this is my wife and I on our wedding day?
Yeah, but, like, if you promise me that you're, like, the best in the business and, like, like, think about it like this. Like, mm-hmm. if you like, clean homes, okay?
All right.
And, like, I pay you for that service, okay? And then I go to your house, and then you're, like, a hoarder and, like, a slob. Like, do you think that I'm going to go, like, I'm going to, like, believe that you have, like, you're good at cleaning houses, like, when you can't even upkeep it yourself?
Well,
like, I don't feel like there's a difference.
I do, because I think you need to separate the person and their profession from their personal life. Like, I own a braiding business, but does that make my girlfriend the most beautiful braider in the whole world, and she should only be wearing braids, and she should be modeling after my business and my business model? Like, that makes literally no sense.
I feel like your girl should be hooked up with wonderful braids and all the time. So if, like, she looked a mess, it would be like, I'd say the same thing. I'd be like, your girlfriend can't, like, do your braids. Well, like, well, you're the most important person in their lives.
Here's the thing. I totally understand the point you're trying to make. However, if the girlfriends of yours recommended this individual who has a pretty high success rate, they obviously know what they're doing, and the people he's trained are successful and they're in great shape, what does it matter what goes on at home? He's there to get you in shape, and it's proven that he knows how to do that. So what does any of that matter if his wife is overweight or not part of the fitness community?
Also, not for nothing, but...
How do you know she's not ill?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she could have a medical issue. She could be on medication that is life-changing to her, that is making her gain weight.
I just don't agree. Like, I just think that it's, like, a bad representation. Like, and for me, like, I'm not going to trust this guy.
Then don't. But because, you know what? He probably doesn't want, he would probably never, ever in his life want to work with you after hearing what you're saying about his wife.
That's true.
So I think that relationship is severed and it's completely out the window. So kiss that potential trainer goodbye. And also, look inward because you're nasty. Like, to be honest, you are.
I just think I'm honest. I think people just aren't prepared for that.
No, there's a difference. No, I'm so sick of people being like, I'm just so real. I'm just so real. No, you're just a bitch. So.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right, ladies.
You are. And like, I feel very triggered about this because you know what? Who are you to comment on someone else's body who is a complete third party outsider who has nothing to do with the matter? It's not like this guy's like, look at my wife. I've trained her for 15 years. Look how great she looks. He never said that.
Okay. If you're fat, then just say it.
Well, it's not. Listen, it shouldn't be about that. It should not be about that. Okay, and
whatever.
Second of all, why are you working out?
I want to live for a long time and be healthy and be aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, fine, then do that. But I mean, for you to just focus on that one thing, that the guy who's training you, his wife is overweight, is why? I mean, it's bizarre to me.
Sorry I called in then.
No,
me too.
I know.
I'm actually so sorry that we ever took your call.
All right, have a great day. Thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye.
I'm so dead right now. That lady can kick actual rocks with open-toed shoes.
No, the open-toed shoes.
This person says, I feel like the wife is probably just curvy, not fat. If I was that personal trainer, I would never take this lady as a client. She's mean.
This woman is awful. I'm glad you guys ended the call with her. You know, and maybe we don't know the backstory here. It's such a stupid reason to not work out with a trainer. Hey guys, good morning. I just gave birth 4 months ago. Yes, I've gained a little weight because I just had a baby.
Right.
But this woman sounds terrible. It just blows my mind how some people come on the air and show their true colors.
This person says, LOL, aesthetically pleasing, can't fix ugly inside. That is true. Yeah. This person says, she's the ugliest person I've ever heard. Breezy, thank you for saying everything we all thought. And I always will, so. Oh, I'm just real. No.
I can't stand that.
I'm real. So if you're fat phobic, just say that. So
fat phobic.
Yeah. If you are.
Oh, my God. This woman was brave. I mean, I'm glad I took her call. I mean, that was, you know, I'm sure entertaining for a lot of people. But man, there are people like this that are so shallow that will not work out with someone because the person they're married to is not within the fitness community.
I just feel like I put a lot out there on a daily basis. Well, not daily, but like quarterly basis about
being vulnerable.
My struggles with eating and weight and body image and yada, yada, yada. Hit the podcast. I don't have time to explain all of it. But it's just like for you to call in and have that take and just be as gross as you are, like you're just like not welcome on our show. So don't ever call again because we won't take it and I'm blocking your number. So there's that. I mean, I don't do that. We don't do that. But like I would and I have no issue doing that because that type of energy and negativity is not welcome here on this station. So go take it down the hall or across the street or wherever you need to take it. Or better yet, write it in your journal, Rebecca. Her name's not Rebecca. I just made that up. But
you think the trainer's going to hear this? Someone's going to send it to him.
Probably.
I mean, how many personal trainers are there?
He doesn't get back to his wife.
How many personal male trainers are in Rochester that just strictly work with women? I could think of two.
I don't know. I'm not too sure, but... I need to take a walk. I need to get the walking pad fired up. I'm triggered.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Should you allow people to make you feel bad for having certain accolades on display from your past? And I'm not, you know, we've talked about high school trophies. I'm not talking about that. Other things like degrees. I say no.
Why is it different?
It's way different.
It's not. Not even remotely.
No, it's totally different.
It was an achievement that you are displaying.
Sure, certain accolades. There's a difference between a soccer trophy from when you were like 16, 17 years old, and then a much, much bigger accomplishment like graduating college. Now, here's the backstory, you guys. Yesterday on the show, we're talking about people who still hang their tassels from high school graduation day in their rearview mirror. Something I used to do long time ago. Then we got into the story of on Monday, I found my college degree, associate's degree from MCC in my closet. It is framed, and I decided to hang it up on my wall in my apartment. And now, oh my God, you would have thought I ran over someone's dog.
It's not good.
The backlash that I'm getting, is this truly wrong? For lack of a better word, 585-252-9800. How many of you hang your degree up?
You do not have a leg to stand on.
Well, let me say this before you go and take a dump on me, okay, like you typically do.
Okay.
If doctors can do it, and everybody I walk into, doctors'
God.
Offices, their degrees are all over the wall. I can't have one. I can't have one
Honestly,
degree.
Honestly, I think it's like code to have like your credentials displayed so you're not just at an OBGYN and hoping for the best. I mean, we don't want to end up like that one doctor or OBGYN here that was inseminating all these women without their knowledge. You need to know that who you're putting the hands of your healthcare in.
Oh, really? So if a degree was up on the wall, you could say, oh, they have my best interest at heart.
Well, I know that they're certified in this and that and all of the things. You with your 2-year degree at MCC that took you 4 years, I don't really need to see it.
It's not important how long it took. That's not the moral of the story. I just want to hear if it's really that big of a deal to take something that was a big accomplishment for me and be proud of it and just hang it up. It's
yeah.
a nice frame, by the way.
It's like from the dollar store.
It's not. It's in glass.
I don't even know where my diploma is. I don't even know if I got one, to be honest. If that's what you need to do to feel accomplished, pop all the way off. What you can't do is yuck someone's yum by having their high school trophy or, you know, Section 5.
No, I think, first of all, that's
reward
just, that's
or
just
certificate on the wall. Either.
That's embarrassing. Because that's the conversation I had with my buddy, and I told him time and time again.
There's no difference.
He's like, they're only there as a conversation starter because when I bring women over, they're like, oh, wow, you're all state. I said, first of all, no girl is going to rip her clothes off when she sees that you were all state from 23 years ago. No one's going to do that.
And I honestly would argue the same for you. No girl's going to see your associate's degree and be like, wow, that's
not
sexy.
That's not why I put it up.
If it's your doctorate, maybe. Your associates? I don't know.
I'm going to Slick Rick texting in. I'm here to defend Moose. People are immensely proud of spending 4 to 8 years learning a professional discipline. You can bet they hang that up for everyone to see. And that's a huge chunk of their life they spent earning that piece of paper. That's true. That's so true, Rick. Thank you.
I just think that like it's so not aesthetically pleasing at all. Like just some random piece of paper with a bunch of words on it. They're not even English half the time. They're normally in like Greek.
Somebody in some department at MCC signed it. This person just wrote in, wait, did I just hear this right? Moose hung his associate's degree on the wall? Yeah, that's right.
So tough, guys. Guys, it's so tough.
That's right.
You need to take a picture of it when you go home.
That's fine. I'm happy
if
to send it.
If you're that proud of it.
No, I
am. And post it online.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Be creative. Make something out of it. If this is going to be
you know what
a
I'm
part
gonna do?
Of your home decor.
Yeah, I'm going to start a poll and I'll ask people online. Guys, is this embarrassing to have up on my wall? Yes or no? I'll keep it super simple. Chrissy says all of mine are hanging in my closet. I see them every day. Bachelor's and 2 master's degrees. 2 masters? I never had a job where you put them up, but I didn't want to just toss them because someone framed them.
They're above
my shirts in my closet.
What was your degree in?
My degree was associates in
doesn't even know
communication of the sciences.
Not the sciences. I think it's just science. Wow, it's really
Really, that degree is shining through. No, it's fully shining through. Wow. Yeah, I can see why it took 4 years. The situation is this. I would be more open to you hanging it here.
Why?
Because if it really has to pertain to, like, what we do on a daily basis, then put it in. I mean, like, let's turn this into a doctor's office. Let's turn this into somebody coming in.
You should bring your degree in then too.
Then fine, I'll try and find it. It's probably at the bottom of some junk drawer somewhere, but I'll try and find it. I'll bring it in, and then maybe, just maybe, some people will truly know that I didn't go to Geneseo. I went to Oswego. I don't know. I'm not.
This person just said,
I'm not
wait,
that proud.
Moose, it took you 4 years to get your degree at MCC? Yeah, that's right.
Do you think that, and this isn't a shot at you, this is a genuine question.
I took one semester off, and my whole family was in an uproar about that. But
you
gave me
photography seven times.
Twice.
Do you think that you are, like, so dead set on hanging this and displaying it to show your hardship and your struggle with being, I mean, we were both in special ed, so it's not like it's like that big of a thing, but
I don't know if you really
wasn't
want
always the easiest.
No, if you want to, I guess if I dig deep into my past, it's something I'm proud of because I never wanted to go to college. I think I fell into the career, which is this, that I wanted to do at a very early age, which I was 18. I was very young to be able to start doing this at such an early part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I loved it. Okay, so now I'm at MCC. I'm taking theater. I'm taking communications. I'm going for graphic design. I'm trying to see what I like, what sticks. But at that point, I'm like, all right, I think I know what I want to do. I get the degree. It took me longer than most people.
Fair enough.
And I get that. But I am the only person in my family who has it. Not my mom, not my dad, not my two brothers.
Nobody went to college?
Just me. That's it.
Really?
So I'm kind of proud of it.
Well, if that's the case, it should be in your parents' house. Suckers.
Wait, hold on. This person said, in my experience, it's usually people with higher degrees, like an MD, or people with higher ranking positions that require clients to come into their office. Okay, so not my bedroom?
Yeah.
Whenever
step
you say.
Into my office. I'm the Bachelor of Sciences. Right.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
T-Mobile Home Internet, it's all about.
Gracie Abrams on PXY Mornings. She has my heart.
She's 25.
Is she?
Yeah. We just did that. We just looked this up.
I don't know. I refuse to believe it. The Seneca Falls Town Board voted Tuesday night in favor of granting a local operating permit for the expansion of the Seneca Meadows landfill. Guys, this is New York State's largest landfill, and that decision has sparked outrage among a lot of people in the community. I'm sure you can imagine why. One resident of Seneca Falls expressed her frustration, saying, like many community members, we're disgusted, and we're upset to say the least. And you can't blame these people for being this pissed. Everyone pretty much seems to have the same concern. The landfill's expansion raises a huge health and environmental concern. Also, not to mention, the entire area of where the landfill is has the highest rate of lung cancer in the state of New York. So let's do the math here for a second. Would you be upset that they want to expand this landfill in your backyard?
I'd be pissed.
Originally, this place was set to close this year, and then the landfill's management company requested an extension to operate until 2040 and expand the facility. I used to have a landfill right in my backyard. It was not pretty, and it smelled awful, Breezy.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
Have you ever been to Hollywood?
just people defecating on the sidewalk. Love that for you.
Most
like, it's so glamorous and so rich. I'm like, ew.
Yeah. Once again, George Clooney's star is being pooped on. Most neighbors oppose the landfill. A few support it, questioning its link to cancer diagnosis. One resident cited personal habits as a potential cause, asking the question, well, Was it the 45 years I smoked cigarettes or the 40 years I drank scotch? Or was it just the smelly landfill? All very legitimate questions being asked by this resident. Next town board meeting is set up for the 1st of April.
April for the town board meeting, 1st of May for Kathy Mount's sentencing. What we talked about last.
April Fools.
Yes.
Yes, our good old friend Kathy Mott is once again being a silly goose. And you know,
in prison.
If Breezy and I don't do one thing on this show, it's we don't
reward bad behavior. We're not going
to
do it.
How many of you gave up on your dreams to become a parent? 585-252-9800. Brooke from East Rochester says she's looking for a light at the end of the tunnel and hoping other people may have some advice for her who have also felt the way she's feeling right now. We'll read you Brooke's message for Parental Confidential coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always.
Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings. How many parents listening who gave up on their hopes and dreams to become a parent? Brooke, 24, from East Rochester, is looking to not feel so alone this morning. She reached out to us this past Monday, had asked if we would be open to reading her message. Of course, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to be going through it as a single mom. If you have any advice or have ever been through this yourself, would love to hear from you this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. Good morning, guys. I have a beautiful son that I love so much. I'm so grateful to have him in my life. He's my everything. But there's always that but, right?
There's always the but.
I gave up on all my hopes and dreams. I wanted to become an artist, an animator. I tried to find the time for it. I can't. I have no time to even shower. I have no time to eat. And I often have to run to my son while I'm finally getting my first bite of food in the afternoon. I'm happy to be with my son. He will never know about how I feel now, but I'm depressed because all I am is a mom. That's my identity. I'm 24 years old. I feel like my life ended. And I try to draw, but then I have to make the decision between eating, showering, or sleeping. And most of the time, I choose eating. And this one time, I chose to draw instead, and I regretted it. How did any single moms or parents cope with the fact that you had to give up on your dreams? It's kind of breaking me. And even if he's sleeping, he wakes up screaming because I'm not beside him. I just literally have no time for my basic needs, and I just feel really sad. I just need to know if there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for reading this.
She's burnt out. When you first initially said this message, I thought you meant she was giving up on her dreams of becoming a mom, not that she was giving up on her dreams because she's a mom. So I guess that changes a lot. You know, it's really tough, especially when you have wanted this for so long and you finally have it. And now you're like, what do I do here? Given the fact that she is a single mom, that makes it 20 times harder.
Oh, big time.
Because it's not like she can lean on her partner to be like, hey, can you lighten my load and just carry some of this burden for me?
Let's go to the phones real quick. We got calls and texts coming in right now. PXY, what's your name?
Desiree.
Hey, Desiree, go ahead.
I'm a single mom, and I just want to tell her that, you know, when kids are smaller, it's always harder to try to fit in that time for yourself. But as your kids get older, you'll see that there'll be more time to fit in those moments for yourself.
Because they'll be at school.
Yeah, and you'll see that there'll be more time even when they get home, you know. They'll be better behaved. They'll, you know what I mean? There'll be more moments to fit in those things for yourself. It's not always going to be this way. These are just those moments that are the worst, you
right.
know. It makes you question everything.
Sure.
Right.
How many kids do you have, Desiree?
I have three girls. So you know, I have three divas.
You have three divas.
Diva.
What is the most rewarding thing about being a mom? What would you say is the most difficult?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm a single mom, and sometimes I think that, you know, it's the worst thing in the world. But, you know, my one daughter, she's going off to college now, and I know I raised her right because she's motivated to do it on her own, and she's almost valedictorian of her class. You know, I did right with her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For her.
That's good stuff. Awesome. Well, what is the most, I don't know, challenging part? What's the next question?
The most challenging part is, you know, they're always going to go up against you. They're always going to defy you, and they're always going to make mistakes. But it's like I always tell my kids, it's not about the mistakes you make. It's about what you do in the wake of those mistakes.
Correct.
That shows the character that you have.
Correct.
I'm never going to be mad at you for doing something wrong or making a mistake, because that's what people do. Right. It's what you do when you make those mistakes that show who you are.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be upset with.
Desiree, you sound like an awesome mom, and congrats to your daughter. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Jill is here. She said, the truth is there isn't an easy answer or a good time to have kids. And I personally think of it as, if I'm taking a gap year, or years in this case, don't forget your dreams and use the experience you have from this period once you start to focus on those dreams once again. Mm-hmm. I also suggest trying to find something to give up. My house is messy because I don't have the time, effort, or energy to do it. Try to rely on any bit of support network you have as much as possible, which I don't know if our girl Brooke has one at this point. It sounds like she could use one. Rachel says, I think anyone who has ever had children understands that you have to give up a huge part of your life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so hard on yourself and thinking it's all over. You're only 24. When your child becomes more independent, you will have so much more time to focus on you and your goals.
This text coming in is interesting. I was also a single mom for 5 years. I also felt like I had to give up on my dreams. So I fully understand where she's coming from. One strategy that helped me was when I was able to get a YMCA membership and utilize their parent watch program. Even as a baby, they have a baby room. And that was one way for me to get an hour and a half of walking in, eating, hydrating, or just sitting and doing some work. You have to take care of yourself if you're going to be a good mom, and you are absolutely not alone, but do not give up on your dream. Period.
Great advice.
Listen, if you don't have a partner or family near or friends or whatever barrier that you are trying to cross right now, there are programs like the YMCA and different, I mean, even my gym has a child watch. I think one of the biggest things that people, and this doesn't even have to really be like gym specifically, but I think one of the biggest things that people use an excuse for is like, well, I don't have time, or I don't have anyone to watch my kids, so I can't move my body or go work out or go take a minute for myself. Like, there are places that want you to succeed and that want you to absolutely soar, whether it be you just in good health, happy, and everything in between. So utilize them.
I think the time that even you and I have to do the things we want to do, we take for granted sometimes.
Right.
I was talking to a family friend who has a daughter, and she was asking me my plans and what I typically do after the show. And I told her, and she goes, oh, my God. You get to basically do what you want.
Whatever we want to do.
I would pay a stupid amount of money to have 24 hours just to myself.
Whatever we want to do.
I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, this message is for Brooke. I would not freak out. This is totally normal. Once your kid goes to school, you'll have plenty of time to resume your activities. While your professional dreams are on pause right now, you get to give yourself time to think about what you really want and how you can do it. I gave up working as a graphic designer for 5 years while I had my two kids. Took me a year to ease back into it, but it's easier now that they're in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It 100% gets easier, Wendy says, when they start going to school. I would chat with other moms, use them as a support network, because I can promise we are all feeling how you felt. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support you guys.
We're on your side, Queen.
Yes, we are, Brooke. Best wishes. According to everyone here, especially the moms and the single moms, it does 100% get better as they get older and more independent.
Period.
We'll take a quick break. PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose. You got Breezy. If you guys have been listening to the show this morning, then you already know Breezy is completely unhinged.
No, it's so bad.
On the 6th of
and
March.
And it started with that broad from earlier. She better count her days. That's all I have to say. Guys, I love TikTok. I think we all love TikTok. It was banned for 10 minutes and everyone
was a lot of tears were shed.
Really not doing well.
Lot
it was actually
of tears.
Quite embarrassing for the people that were like, I just like I get it. Like it was, I get it, but I also don't get it. The people that were spilling and sharing all their secrets just for it to come back 10 hours later, you're a clown.
No, there was one fitness instructor that told all of her followers and supporters, I didn't do any of these workouts.
I got a BBL.
I'm just trying to be transparent with you guys. I was embarrassed for some of the people who said their goodbyes. And then the next day it was like, oh.
I got back on that app so quick. And I was like, guys, we can take down those videos of you crying now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, you know, TikTok has done a lot for a lot of people. It's launched people's careers. It's made people a lot of money. I was listening to an interview with a TikToker who said that in just 2024 alone, he made $7 million?
$775,000. Oh, that's not even close to the millions.
Like, right. It's actually quite close, but
I would take that paycheck.
What I'm saying is this. I think that there's a lot of pros to TikTok. I do. But I think that it's also created a space where it has become so prevalent for cancel culture. And we've talked about cancel culture a bunch in the past and just how that works and yada, yada. If you're not familiar, someone on the internet who has way too much time on their hands will find something either past or present of somebody that they either don't like or they want to see their downfall. And they will take that, blow it up, and then everybody else will jump on the bandwagon. Down with their head. Let's take their head off. Ba, ba, ba. And I think that cancel culture is not for a sense of growth whatsoever. I think, honestly, it's for people to get their 15 minutes. And I say that with my full chest because I don't believe that anybody who's really out there canceling others really has their best interest at heart in the sense of growth, transparency, education to make this person better. They just want to see their downfall. There was a situation online that's been circulating for the past couple, like I'd say a week, about this person who I really do love and I am a fan of. They were on the red carpet talking to somebody and there was an accusation essentially from the masses,
right,
that this person was throwing out a microaggression statement or tactic or tendency or sentence. I'm not really sure. So I had to look into that. Like, what is a microaggression? And it's basically when somebody says something towards you that is calling out a certain part of you, whether it be your race, your sexuality, your gender, all of the things. Like, you throw really great for a girl. That's a microaggression. Mm-hmm. You don't look gay. You're too pretty to be gay. That's a microaggression.
Anyone ever say that to you?
Only every day.
Has somebody ever looked at
only
you and said,
every day,
you're too pretty to be gay?
Yes.
What does that mean? You, like, have to be ugly in order to be gay?
No, like you have to look like butch and you have to look like masculine presenting and all of that.
There's some, I disagree.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can.
What's your response?
I don't really say much. I'm just like, well, I am. Makes out with a girl in front of you. But I mean, I think what it comes down to is this. I'm really upset about this whole TikTok cancel culture thing because when it comes down to it and there's a situation between people, the masses and the followers, they're all putting words, thoughts, and feelings into these people's mouths, whether it be the person who's getting in trouble or looked at in a bad light or the person who is taking the beating of the microaggression or the slander or whatever the case may be. And they create these narratives in their head of, look how upset she is.
Yeah.
Look how hurt she is. She's clearly torn to bits about this.
They're doing anything they possibly can to speak on the behalf of the victim when they have no idea how the victim is truly feeling.
And whether it be, you know, a race thing, a sexuality thing, that would be like a straight girl being like, she you have no idea what she's gone through. You have no idea her experiences. Neither do you.
You don't either.
You don't either. You've never been in my shoes. You've never walked a day in my shoes. And I just think it's so disheartening because they're taking this like kind of like social justice warrior approach and spinning it into their own personal gain. This is going to go viral because it's trending right now. If I talk about this, I'm going to get views. I'm going to get likes. And it makes me so
angry because in a sense you're like doing charity work for your own personal gain.
No, nothing,
I,
nothing.
I hate it.
Nothing sincere anymore. It's
nothing.
One of the reasons I hate cancel culture so much too. It's because people, it's mob mentality. People are bringing
That's
up things decades ago in the past, acting like people don't have the ability to change or they're not allowed to change. And some things are serious that people have said, but a majority of it's just petty. How do you cancel culture?
That's the question, right? Or, like, somebody says something and it's completely misconstrued and taken out of context, and now this narrative is spinning around that that's exactly what they meant. And you're not in their head. You're not in their brain. You don't know exactly what they meant. And the fact that you're spinning it for race or sexuality or whatever the case may be, it honestly says more about you as a person. And I'm not going to get in the weeds with this. I have experienced this. I brush it off and move past it. Like, one of my favorite ones is this. Who's the guy in your relationship? Well, we're two women, so there's not a guy.
Right.
And then, I'm not homophobic. My cousin's gay. You probably know her. I don't know your gay cousin. Not all gay people know each other.
Yeah.
It's super weird for you to say.
Carly is texting in and says, if every one of us had every single thing we've ever said or posted on record, we would all be canceled tomorrow. People like to act like they're perfect and politically correct 100% of the time, but no one is not 24/7 without fail.
Or your past, you know what I mean? Like, what your frontal lobe isn't even developed till what, like 23 or something like that?
I think 25. We've talked about Facebook memories on this show, right? I cringe when some of those come up, and I check them every day. I'm like, I said what in 2012?
Yeah.
Delete.
No, that never
what?
Be me. That would never be me today. I would never say something like that. But if somebody found that and they're like, no, you are that person.
Yeah,
that
it's
you
ridiculous.
Were when you were seven, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think the people that are really feeling the brunt of this are people that were comedians or people in entertainment. They're trying to be funny. And let's be honest.
Not every joke's going to hit.
No, they're not all gold. That's for sure. And some are still paying the price.
100%. So, I don't know. I just think that I think what bothers me the most about this whole thing is that, like I said, and I'll say it again, you're taking something that should be good, that you're quote unquote defending someone or something or a group of people, and you're spending it for your own personal gain. And I can see right through that. You don't want anybody to change. You don't want anyone's feelings to be, you know.
Well, it's the same person, Breezy, that walks up the street and puts a camera in front of a homeless guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hungry? Yeah, I can eat. All right, well, wipe your face with this Kleenex. And we want to see you shed some tears before we feed you so we can post
live
it online.
In 3 minutes. Is that okay with you?
3, 2. All right, you're live. Go ahead. It's like, humiliating.
What? Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Breezy, what's the name of this? The TikTok echo chamber.
Yeah, it's madness. It truly is. Don't get sucked into it. It's wild.
We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Jackson. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 45 for the high today. You got a girl by the name. Who is this? We have someone on hold. We'll call her a woman for the time being.
Yeah, I'm like, her name's not important whatsoever.
What she is about to say might upset some people who don't share her views. She had a pretty unpopular stance on why she is refusing to work out with a pretty successful male trainer here in Rochester who mostly works and trains with women. Let's get her on the phone with us. Here. Good morning. Are you still there?
Hey, yeah, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. First off, thanks for coming on the show. So the stage is yours. Why are you refusing to work out with this male trainer?
Okay, so I honestly hate that I decided to come on, but it's fine. like a little backstory with me is that like I'm really big into fitness, you guys. Like I love working out. I'm a part of like the whole workout community up here in Rochester. Like when it comes to like Burn and Spoke and like all the things.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine connected me with a personal trainer who like he mostly works with women. That's like his main focus and his whole thing. And I do know a few girls that he's trained and they show like, you know, like decent progress. Like I see some gains and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, I'm not very hesitant about working with him, but it's his wife that has me hold up. I don't even really know how to say this, but
his wife has you held up from pursuing to work out with him.
Yeah. Even though my friends are recommending him everything. His wife is fat. Okay. yeah.
Not you being subtle.
Oh my God. Okay.
First of all, that's an extremely rude thing to say, but go on.
Okay. So, okay. Then not a part of the workout community, if you will, if that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, before everyone attacks me, like the reason I feel so strongly about this is because like, if you're a personal trainer and like your wife, like you work mainly with women, okay, and your wife is the complete opposite of like what you're trying to achieve for these women, I feel like your wife should be like a billboard for like what you are like providing, you know? It's like,
No.
So yeah. You feel like because his wife is overweight and he's a personal trainer, then that's basically a bad representation of his.
His wife isn't his client.
That's a bad representation of his business?
Yeah, I feel like it's a horrible indicator of, like, what your services are. It's, like, it's a terrible, like a business model. It's, like, I'm not trying to be mean, okay? Honestly, like, but...
No, I know. I want you to just explain it.
Is she on the billboard? Like, go deeper. I don't understand. How did you end up seeing a picture of his wife?
Instagram, like, you know, they offered me this guy and he has like all his results and stuff and he has like some like photos of him and his wife and everything and it's just like, I thought there's like a client that was gonna have progress and it's just...
But were the photos of his wife like, hey, look at my client, look at me and my client, or was it like, this is my wife and I on our wedding day?
Yeah, but like, if you promise me that you're like the best in the business and like, think about it like this, like, mm-hmm. if you clean homes, okay?
All right.
And like, I pay you for that service. Okay, and then I go to your house, and then you're like a hoarder and like a slob. Like, do you think that I'm gonna go? Like, I'm gonna like believe that you have like you're good at cleaning houses, like when you can't even upkeep it yourself.
Well,
like, I don't feel like there's a difference.
I do because I think you need to separate the person and their profession from their personal life. Like, I own a braiding business, but does that make my girlfriend the most beautiful braider in the whole world and she should only be wearing braids and she should be modeling after my business and my business model? Like, that makes literally no sense.
I feel like your girl should be hooked up with wonderful braids and all the time, so if like she looked a mess, it would be like, I'd say the same thing. I'd be like, your girlfriend can't like do your braids? Well, like, you're the most important person in their lives.
Here's the thing, I totally understand the point you're trying to make. However, if the girlfriends of yours recommended this individual who has a pretty high success rate, they obviously know what they're doing, and the people he's trained are successful and they're in great shape, what does it matter what goes on at home? He's there to get you in shape, and it's proven that he knows how to do that. So what does any of that matter if his wife is overweight or not part of the fitness community?
Also, not for nothing, but...
How do you know she's not ill?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she could have a medical issue. She could be on medication that is life-changing to her, that is making her gain weight.
I just don't agree. Like, I just think that it's, like, a bad representation. Like, and for me, like, I'm not going to trust this guy.
Then don't. But because, you know what? He probably doesn't want, he would probably never, ever in his life want to work with you after hearing what you're saying about his wife.
That's true.
So I think that relationship is severed and it's completely out the window. So kiss that potential trainer goodbye. And also, look inward because you're nasty. Like, to be honest, you are.
I just think I'm honest. I think people just aren't prepared for that.
No, I'm
well,
so
there's a difference.
No, I'm so sick of people being like, I'm just so real. No, you're just a bitch. So
wow.
Sorry.
All right, ladies.
You are. And like, I feel very triggered about this because you know what? You, who are you to comment on someone else's body who is a complete third party outsider who has nothing to do with the matter? It's not like this guy's like, look at my wife. I've trained her for 15 years. Look how great she looks. He never said that.
Okay. If you're fat, then just say it.
Well, it's not. Listen, it shouldn't be about that. It should not be about that. Okay. And
whatever.
Second of all, why are you working out?
Because I want to live for a long time and be healthy and be aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, fine. Then do that. But I mean, for you to just focus on that one thing that the guy who's training you, his wife is overweight, is why? I mean, it's bizarre to me.
Sorry I called in then.
No,
me too.
I know.
I'm actually so sorry that we ever took your call.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye.
What do you want to do now?
I think she's an idiot. So people are like, she's just straight up mean and straight up shallow. And what his wife does or does not do, or what she does or does not look like, has nothing to do with what he does for a living.
Right.
Like,
no, she really showed her true colors here this morning. I'm glad we gave her the
like, I know somebody who is a full-fledged doctor and their spouse doesn't believe in medicine. So, I mean, like, what?
I just gave birth 4 months ago, and yes, I have gained weight because I had a baby. This woman is a terrible person. It blows my mind how some people come on the air, show their true colors. This woman is awful. Thank you guys for hanging up on her. It was kind of mutual.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I can't believe that that person was on our show. I'm actually pissed off about it. No, I'm mad.
Somebody texted in and said, I took my car to a mechanic and his wife wasn't a car, so I bounced.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Okay.
So tough.
All right. Well, good luck to that trainer.
Block her number, please.
98PXY is free and always will be. Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Time to clear the air. You got something you need to get off your chest this morning? Well, we welcome that.
Come get it off your chest, baby.
It's There I Said It. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear the air this morning. Let's go over to Leslie.
What up, Les?
If your hobby includes feeding French fries to foot-tall seagulls, you are a public menace and likely need psychological help, a.k.a. Moose. There I said it.
Where's the lie? Where is the lie?
I never understood the problem with going to the beach on a warm, sunny day and feeding my friends. I never understood.
Well, I'll tell you the problem. You were supposed to be in an event 15 minutes ago, so... We literally had to halt the entire spin class because Moose wasn't there. I was like, where were you? You knew this started at 11. You're like, oh, I was feeding bagels to the seagulls up at Duran. I'm like, okay? Question mark?
It's good to be home.
Oh, God. Really something. It's Who cool. else is here for There I Said It this morning? This person says, ordering beverages at a restaurant is a waste of money. There I said it. I'm not talking alcoholic beverages. Yes, we love a cocktail every now and again. But if you're ordering a $3 soda, you love lighting money on fire and throwing it out the window.
That's me.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'll take a diet soda.
What's up, guys? This oversized clothing trend looks so bad, especially on women with a great figure. There I said it. I personally like the oversized clothing trend going on right now. Like the mom jeans on women, I think they're hot.
Yeah, mom jeans have definitely like...
They did.
They've had their heyday.
Yeah, they made a comeback. The mom jeans are in. Skinny jeans out, mom jeans in. I think it's time for me to switch pants.
Yeah, not Moose wearing them from H&M. Oh, yeah. I love a nice high rise.
It was almost 60 degrees yesterday. You bet your ass my ankles were showing. The chinos came out yesterday. It felt great.
The ankles, the high waters. It's too much. It's just too much.
Greg says the loudest real estate agent in the room is typically the most unsuccessful one. There, I said it. Right, of course.
The real estate agents. A dime a dozen, truly.
Anyone,
and all of them are selling millions.
And has anyone purchased a house in the last month? How much did you pay? Where did you move to? I need an exact number.
Is anyone going anywhere? Because, like,
did you really pay under $400,000? Where?
For your ranch.
Where? Where did you buy that house?
Yeah. It's a tough scene.
Every time I go into Fairport, it breaks my heart when I have to go past Duran Park B. 190 on the market. I was like, oh, then this is no problem. I got this. This is my dream home.
Was this the one?
This is my dream home.
This is the one with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much my dream home that I took a picture of it and sent it as my screensaver on my phone. $398,000 it sold for. I said, you know what? You can keep it. I don't want it.
Didn't it like not even have a garage?
No garage.
Yeah.
Now it's the most expensive house on the street. Good luck getting your money back. I think mine for today is if you show up to a job interview with wrinkled clothes, you don't deserve to get the job. There, I said it.
Oh, okay.
Well, how hard is it to plug an iron in?
Not everybody owns an iron.
Then turn the hot water on in the shower, let it steam up in the bathroom, close the door for 10 minutes, and then come back to it.
Does that really work?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about all that. I have a steamer.
For more tips and tricks, hit us up at 585-252-9.
Not you teaching a home ec class. I love that for you. Mine for today is this. I will only drink Diet Coke. Not for like...
I've never seen you drink a soda in my life.
I know. I only with alcohol, right?
Same.
But I will only drink a Diet Coke, not for the fact that it's diet. I just absolutely hate the aftertaste, the like sugar cane aftertaste of a regular soda. There, I said it. It sits in your mouth for like 4 days, and I'm just really genuinely not here for it.
Talk about sitting in your mouth for 4 days. Anyone ever have tripe?
Is that fish?
Oh my God. No, it's cow intestine.
Oh.
I had it one time.
No, I don't.
It's a delicacy, especially for us Italians. I couldn't get the taste of sewage out of my mouth. I'm telling you, for like 4 days, never, ever again. I had it one time at an Italian restaurant, and I was like, I'm not eating this ever again. Unless they prepared it wrong, because some people just rave about how awesome tripe is. I'm like, why do you need to? The poop is literally passing through this intestine. You need to cut it out of the cow and eat it? Why? There's so many other good parts of the animal.
That's a huge health concern. I feel like that's a massive risk.
It's a little concerning.
Not you swallowing feces.
What's up, Vicky? People who have cosmetic surgery don't look younger. They just look like people who have had cosmetic surgery. There, I said it.
I'm going to staple my eyebrows back to my ears. Okay, Patricia, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Do you want to look 50 and be 50? Or do you want to look like a 25-year-old lizard at the age of 50?
I would also argue that like if you get work done too young, it just makes you look older.
You know, I feel like some people are so quick to put a needle in their forehead when they don't need it. Is it a preventable or do you honestly think you have wrinkles? Look at my skin. It's flawless. I'm 41. With a great skincare routine, with a little bit of water and lots of fresh fruit, you too can have skin that looks like drywall.
No, we both have amazing skin, but we do both have forehead wrinkles.
Well, they're true. Not. These are expression lines. There's a difference. This is not from aging. This is because, you know, I have a lot of expression in my face. A
lot of expression. Well, at least you can. Betsy with Botox down the hall, she can't even laugh.
I'm so happy, you guys. Are you? Your whole entire family just passed away. No.
Speaking of which, I'm getting a chemical peel tomorrow. Can't wait.